Attila Berry as jihadist attacks search. Good evening, with some news, I am Christabel Kamono. President Hakainde Hichilema has appointed Solwezi East Member of Parliament Alex Katakwe as the new Minister of Health. The President has also appointed Mfue Member of Parliament Mofunelo Malama as Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Developments. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has relieved Muchinga Province Permanent Secretary Matthews Chilekwa of his duties with immediate effect. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by State Health Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka, the President has appointed Tuesday Wadia as the new Permanent Secretary for Muchinga Province. Mr. Hichilema further announced that Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Dupondo has been reassigned to Cabinet Office. And President Hichilema has urged the newly appointed officials to serve the Zambian people with diligence and dedication. He has particularly tasked the new Minister of Health, Mr. Katakwe, to ensure that medicines procured through the Zambian Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, are delivered strictly to health facilities and not diverted elsewhere. The President emphasized that medicines must reach the areas where they are most needed in order to improve service delivery in the health sector. Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu has ruled out that the possibility of joining the Itonse Alliance to support the candidature of Borokoso Member of Parliament Brian Mondwele, alleging that the process through which Mr. Mondwele was elected was fraudulent. Mr. Zulu says he will instead focus on ensuring that the newly launched Pamozi Alliance navigates its way towards selecting a preferred presidential candidate through what he described as a democratic process. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in the Saturday, Mr. Zulu urged his supporters to remain patient as consultations continue in the alliance regarding the selection of the candidate. Mr. Zulu emphasized that the newly formed alliance is not a PF one-man show, but a platform aimed at bringing together various political parties as an alternative front. This newly formed alliance is not a PF venture. It is another alliance that will provide an alternative and incorporate other political parties, said Mr. Zulu. He added that a presidential candidate must be chosen through a transparent process free from irregularities, noting that he will respect whatever outcome emerges from the Pamozi Alliance.
The issue of Tonse and going to join Tonse, what is affecting it or affecting, anyone can go and join Tonse. But I have said right from the start, The principle of it, in my view, was wrong. I know my brother was part of the PF. He was part of the contenders. He participates in a meeting that takes away PF from Tonse and takes away Given Luvinda from Tonse, then goes to participate in an election in Tonse for the chairmanship of Tonse. He contests against President Dan Pule.
A youth-led organization, Youth Life Project, has called on government to invest in rural technology across the country to enable young people in the said areas benefit from the recently launched Imisipela, a digital platform aimed at improving youth employment in the country. President Hakainde Hichilema yesterday in Solwezi during Youth Day celebration launched the platform to connect young Zambians to employment opportunities, training programs and business partnerships. But speaking to RCV News and the Sakatde Organization Executive Director Mike Nkosi said that while the initiative is commendable, government must invest more in technological infrastructure, particularly in rural areas where network connectivity remains a challenge. Mr. Nkosi warned that failure to address these infrastructure gaps could undermine the project's intended objectives, as many young people may be left behind. Government must consider investing more in technological infrastructure so that all youths can benefit from this project, said Mr. Nkosi. He further suggested that the digital platform should not only focus on employment opportunities, but also incorporate entrepreneurial skills development to promote equality and empower young people. Mr. Nkosi emphasized that promoting entrepreneurship would help change the mindset of young people from solely seeking employment to creating opportunities for themselves and others. He has since called on youths across the country to take advantage of the platform by positioning themselves to benefit from the opportunities it offers.
And if possible, is this app open offline? Can it be accessed offline? You know, in as much as the last now youth, they will not be online effectively, so but offline, maybe using the USSD code. Yes.
Okay.
So I think these are conversations. It's a thing that is, I would say it's a step in the right direction, but it still needs a lot of thought around it. And when you look at data, you understand that a good percentage of the people in this nation still not have access to a smartphone, and we are looking at inclusivity.
The Zambia Police Service says 44 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide on the Youth Day holiday, 12 March 2026. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says that of these accidents, 8 were fatal, resulting in 8 deaths, while 7 were serious injury accidents. Mr. Chilabi stressed that 7 people sustained serious injuries and 9 led to minor injuries, with the remaining 20 being damage-only accidents. Lusaka Province recorded 22 accidents, the highest in the country, with Central Province reporting 10, Southern Province 4, Copperbelt 3. Northwestern Province 2, Mushinga Province 2, and Bapula 1, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi has since urged all motorists and road users to strictly follow road traffic rules and regulations to prevent accidents, protect lives, and ensure safety on the roads. In African news, in less than a decade, the Tillabéri region in western Niger has become the bloody front line of a conflict between Niger and its neighbors against jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. Located along the porous border areas between Niger and its instability-hit neighbors, Mali and Burkina Faso, the region has become a place where jihadists kill, loot, and extort. Coordinator of the Union of Tillabéri for Peace and Security told AFP. Despite coming to power through a 2023 coup promising to curb violence, Niger's military junta has struggled to contain fighters from the Islamic State and the group for the Support of Islam and Muslims Al-Qaeda Sahel affiliates. Coming up shortly, four killed after U.S. refueling plane crashes in Iraq. This and for more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 4 of 6 crew aboard a U.S. military refueling aircraft have died after it crashed in Iraq, U.S. Central Command says. Rescue efforts continue after the loss of the KC-135, it said, having earlier said neither hostile nor friendly fire were involved in the downing of the aircraft. The tanker had been involved in ongoing U.S. operations against Iran and was one of the two aircraft involved in the incident, the military command unit said. The second landed safely, it added. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines. President Hakainde Hichilema has appointed Solwezi East Member of Parliament Alex Katakwe as the new Minister of Health. A youth-led organization, Youth Life Project, has called on government to invest in rural technology across the country to enable young people in the said areas benefit from the recently launched Imesapela, a digital platform aimed at improving youth employment in the country. And in less than a decade, the Tillabéri region in western Niger has become the bloody front line of a conflict between Niger and its neighbors against